Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Good morning, Oregon. It's Monday, September 19th. This is Beth Slovic with a news briefing from the Oregonian and Oregon Live. The Oregon State Board of Education was scheduled to weigh public testimony Monday at 7 a.m. on the question of whether Oregon schools ought to stock all bathrooms, including boys' bathrooms, with period products. The question is before the seven-person board because an Oregon mom, who also happens to be a school board member in the Eagle Point School District near Medford, submitted a petition in June to scale back an Oregon rule that requires K-12 schools to offer free tampons and maxi pads to all students. Written public comment on Oregon's Menstrual Dignity Act, which went into full effect at the beginning of this school year, skewed nearly 4-1 in favor of removing the law's requirement that public schools stock menstrual products in all bathrooms, including those designated for boys as young as kindergarten. Oregon's law goes further than similar ones in Washington and California. Many of the people who wrote in to say they opposed the rule complained it wastes money. Legislators put it in place to make sure that non-binary students and transgender boys, meaning young people who live as boys and were assigned female at birth, had free access to period products regardless of what facility they used. Monday's board meeting will decide whether Oregon rejects the petition or agrees to study it further. Portland voters in November will have the chance to significantly remake their city government. If approved, the November ballot measure would wrest control of city bureaus from city commissioners and put a city manager in charge of the day-to-day operations of the city. It would also eliminate May election primaries and institute a version of ranked choice voting that would have voters elect 3 council members for 1 of 4 geographic districts, leading to a 12-member council. The mayor, elected citywide using a different ranking system, would only be allowed to vote on city council decisions in the case of a tie. While the mayor would choose the city manager under this system, the choice would be subject to city council approval, and the council, with a 2/3 vote, could fire that person. The proposal leaves some decisions unmade. For example, it doesn't define the geographic boundaries for the 4 new city council districts, nor does it set the salaries for the mayor, the 12 city commissioners, or the elected city auditor. The price of pantry staples in America rose more in the past year than it has at any time since November 1980. Prices overall rose 11.4% over the past year, outpacing overall inflation of 8.3%, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. But prices on specific items rose more, according to a survey by the Oregonian Oregon Live. Butter, for example, was 32% more expensive in August than a year before. Whole milk prices rose 18%, and the average price of a loaf of bread jumped 14%. Meat and produce also grew costlier in the Portland area. Chicken prices climbed 17%, potatoes 24%, and bananas 9%. Hispanic Heritage Month started September 15th, and the city of Hillsborough celebrated with an El Grito ceremony Saturday. El Grito means the cry, and it's a celebration that marks the eve of Mexico's independence from Spain. Every year on September 15th in Mexico City, the Mexican president leads revelers in shouts of Viva Mexico, and cities around the world replicate it. Hillsborough's population is over 24% Hispanic or Latino, according to the U.S. Census. The city is hosting other events during the month, including a Hispanic Heritage Art Show that opens October 1st. A full list of events and resources can be found on the city's website. Thanks for listening. You can support our local journalism by subscribing to Oregon Live. Go to oregonlive.com/podsupport.